say, Uncle Dan, I know everyone is anxious to hear this chapter about Joseph.
Well then, Aunt Sue, we won't make anyone wait to hear it because I'm just as anxious to begin telling it. Things really happened to Joseph in this episode adapted from Genesis chapters 37 and 39 in your Bible. I call it
Mrs. Potiphar and the Dungeon.
Slowly, the Ishmaelite caravan, with its newly acquired slave, moved away from Dothan southward toward Egypt. As it passed through the Vale of Hebron, Joseph could see in the distance the hills among which lay his father's tents. Bitterly he wept at the thought of the loving father in his loneliness and affliction. Joseph left Dothan, a loved but somewhat spoiled lad. Before nightfall, he had been transformed from a petted child to a man, thoughtful, courageous, and self-possessed.
Why did my brother sell me as a slave? I've never done anything to them. Never. Yet they were angry at me. Why? And Father... Oh, Father, it'll be worse on him than me. He loved me, and yet this is partly his fault. He so tenderly cherished me. Too much. I'm not prepared for what may happen to me. I'm not trained to be anything but a spoiled son of an indulgent father. I was favored above my brothers. It's this very thing that angered them. Provoked them to sell me as a slave?
Get a steak now.
How am I going to cope with the difficulties? Bitter, uncared for life of a stranger.
Keep going there.
And slave. I'm a mere lad, but I must change. I must now take care of myself. I must... Oh, no. I must now look to God for care, love, and help. Angels of God have always come to the help of man during hours of need. They will help me in my hour of need. They will instruct, comfort, and protect me. Oh God of my fathers, God of creation, be with me as I go to Egypt and become a slave. Help me to act under all circumstances as befits a subject of the King of Heaven. For thou art my King, O God. I shall serve thee with an undivided heart. I shall meet the trials of a slave with courage, perform every duty faithfully. I give myself fully to thee, O God. I will look to thee for all strength and help and comfort. Be with me in the land of Egypt. Thy name shall forever be honored and glorified. Thank you, O God.
All right, come on now. Anyone else bid on this healthy-looking lad? All right, going once. He's a right nice-looking slave. Young, handsome. Anyone else? Twice. Now, this young slave would be a welcome addition in any household. He's worth much more. Going three times and sold. To the gentleman with the... Oh, well, it's Captain Potiphar. You got yourself a bargain, Captain. All right, now, bring on the next slave. A female.
Your name?
Joseph, Master.
Your age?
17, Master.
You're from the east?
The north, Master. The Vale of Hebron.
You're a Canaanite.
No, Master. An Israelite.
An Israelite? Well, I've never heard of that tribe.
We're descendants from Abraham, Master. The Abraham who migrated from Ur on the north shores of the Persian Gulf. My father is Jacob, renamed Israel by our God. So I am an Israelite, Master.
While you're here in Egypt, in my household, you will worship the gods of Egypt.
In my heart, Master, I shall always worship and reverence the God of my fathers, the only true and living God.
Well, I suppose that's right and reasonable. From you, then, all I want is hard work, loyalty, and faithfulness.
Yes, master.
You don't appear to be trained for hard work.
My master need but command, and I shall do the very best I can to accomplish that command.
Well, if you mean that, you and I are going to get along. I am chief of His Majesty's executioners, captain of the guards. Are you? You will be my houseboy.
Yes, master.
Potiphar, dear, you really did it this time. That new houseboy, I like him.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say so. You're usually so critical of my selection of house servants and slaves.
Oh, this one is different.
Different? How?
I don't know. He's respectful, yet not overly so. He's obedient, yet he has a mind of his own. He's everywhere at once, doing the things that need to be done, and yet he's never in the way, underfoot, or bothersome. And I never have to tell him the same thing twice.
Right, eh?
Extremely quick to catch on. Well, he's already running the household better than anyone else ever did.
Running the household? Oh, he's just a houseboy, not the house steward.
Oh, nevertheless, he's running the house completely.
Well, don't the other servants and slaves resent him?
Resent Joseph? Oh, they love him.
Well, I'll have to look into this matter more deeply. Perhaps I'm wasting Joseph's talents on a mere houseboy's job.
You sent for me, Master?
Yes, Joseph. Sit down. I understand you're making quite a success of being a houseboy.
Yes, Master.
No, I'm not complaining or condemning you. No, quite the contrary. For the first time in history, my household has been run under the budget. And for the first time in my memory, the servants are all happy and contented. Not a whimper from the lot of them. And I suspect that you're the one responsible for it all. But what's your secret, Joseph?
Secret, Master?
The secret of your success.
Well, I merely do every job the very best I can, Master.
Many people try to do that, but they don't succeed like you have.
The God of my fathers, Master, the God I serve, He has blessed my efforts.
Yes, yes, that could be. But why does He bless your efforts and say, not mine?
I honor, obey, and worship Him. He, in return, blesses me.
You're loyal to Him, and He rewards your faithfulness.
Yes, Master.
Well, Joseph, you've been loyal to me, and I'm going to reward you. You've been houseboy. You are now promoted to house steward. Joseph, I'm amazed at your ability. I need your talents and your God's blessing in the affairs of my business. You're therefore promoted to steward of my entire possessions. Joseph, I've been called to appear before the Minister of Finance to explain a certain diplomatic and financial matter. You will accompany me. Joseph, you're a genius! The Minister of Finance and all his assistants listened with rapt attention to your explanation, and you know, I never fully understood it myself until I heard you explain it. Joseph, you've been with me a good many years. You've progressed from houseboy to steward of everything I have. All that I have is in your hands. I don't even know what I have except the bread I eat.
Thank you, Master. God has blessed me.
Now, by the way, Joseph, I wish you wouldn't call me Master any longer. I've come to look upon you more as a son than a slave. From now on, you are a respected member of my household.
And Potiphar left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And Joseph was a goodly person, well favored.
35, 40, 41, 42, 40. Who is it?
It's me, Joseph.
Oh, come in, Mrs. Potiphar.
Hello, Joseph. Oh, no, no, keep your seat. Go right on working. I don't want to disturb you. I'll talk while you work. What are you doing, Joseph?
Straightening out one of the accounts.
Oh, you're smart, Joseph. My husband really appreciates the work you've done over the years. You've made him rich, you know.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
And so do I appreciate what you've done, Joseph.
I've tried to do my best, mistress.
You're not one of the slaves any longer, Joseph. You're one of the family.
Well, I'm honored, ma'am.
Joseph, can't you let that work go for a while? I want someone to talk to. Someone who understands, and you're so understanding.
Thank you, ma'am.
Pay some attention to me, Joseph. I'm young and beautiful. Don't you think I'm beautiful, Joseph?
My mistress is very gracious and charming.
Oh, thank you, Joseph.
If you don't mind, mistress, I'd better go see if the new horses are properly cared for.
Joseph, come back here. Come back.
Yes, mistress.
Sit down, Joseph. That's better. My husband is away, Joseph.
I know, mistress.
Joseph. Kiss me, Joseph. Please.
Captain Potiphar trusts me, mistress. I cannot betray that trust.
But he won't know, Joseph. No one will know but you and me.
God will, mistress. His angels, who take a record of everything we say and do. No, mistress, I cannot do this sin against God and against your husband.
You're a slave. I could have you cast into prison for disobeying me.
Yes, mistress.
I could even have your head chopped off.
I know, mistress.
On the other hand, I could grant you favors and rewards if you'll do as I wish you to.
I must be true to the trust placed in me.
Please, Joseph. I'm so terribly lonesome.
I can't, mistress.
Refuse me, will you? Well, I'll show you it doesn't pay to cross the wife of Captain Potiphar.
I'd better go.
You can't escape me.
I'd better go and see about those horses.
I've got your coat, Joseph. That little upstart. Who does he think he is, anyway? Well, I have him right where I want him. I have his coat. Oh, he's in for plenty of trouble. Help! Help! Cross me, Willie. Help! Help! I've been attacked! Guard! Help me! Help me, someone!
Mistress? What's the matter, mistress? Are you hurt?
Oh, quick, guard, quick, catch him, catch him!
Catch you, mistress?
He attacked me. Don't let him get away. He attacked me.
Calm down, mistress, and tell me, who did this to you?
He sneaked up behind me and grabbed me.
Who did, mistress?
I turned around and I saw him. Oh, it was Joseph!
Joseph?
He's insane. Don't let him escape. Oh, it was awful. Oh, catch him, guard. Catch
Joseph,
him.
Mistress, I can't imagine Joseph doing such a thing.
He did. I saw him. I grabbed him, but he got away. I kept hold of his coat, though. See? Here it is. I still have
that
it.
That is Joseph's coat, all right.
You see, the coat ripped when Joseph pulled away from me. Well, don't just stand there. Do something. Catch him before he escapes and attacks some other poor, helpless woman.
Yes, mistress.
Guard, come back here.
Yes, mistress.
On second thought, perhaps it would be better if we didn't do anything about it until my husband returns. Let him handle Joseph.
A wise decision, mistress.
And it came to pass, when Potiphar heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him concerning Joseph, that his wrath was kindled.
Oh, Captain Potiphar, sir, I didn't know you were home.
I just got here.
Oh, glad to see you, sir. Have a good trip.
Get up, Joseph, to your feet.
Yes, sir.
What's this I hear about you?
I don't know, sir.
Betrayed my trust, didn't you?
No, sir.
Now take my wife, will you? How dare you? I take you into my home, a poor, helpless slave, and make you famous. And what do you do? As soon as my back's turned, you attack my wife.
I am innocent, sir, of any wrongdoing.
Innocent? My wife said that you... Are you calling my wife a liar?
No, sir.
Then you're guilty.
I am innocent, sir.
What is this in my hand, Joseph?
My coat, sir.
And you know where I got it?
Yes, sir. My mistress gave it to you.
And where did she get it?
From me, sir.
And just how did she get it from you?
She took it off my back, sir.
Exactly. And you say you're not guilty? I should kill you. I should kill you, Joseph. Perhaps I will later. Right now, though, I'll put you where you'll never attack another poor, helpless woman. Guard!
Yes, sir?
Come in here and take this man to the prison dungeon.
Yes, sir.
And tell the keeper of the prison that I'll be there shortly and give him complete instructions. Throw him in the inner dungeon, keeper, with chain on his hands and fetters on his feet. He's to get only a little bread and water.
Yeah, he must be a traitor to the king for that kind of treatment.
He attacked my wife.
Attacked Mrs. Potiphar? Why don't you kill him with your own hands? You almost have to, don't you, to keep your own self-respect and the respect of others.
Well, keeper, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure he did attack my wife. She says so, but I just don't believe her. If I thought that Joseph actually had attacked my wife, I'd kill him.
But if he didn't attack Mrs. Potiphar, why are you committing him to the dungeon?
Keeper, are you married?
That I am, sir.
Then I think you can understand why I'm not letting on to Mrs. Potiphar that I don't believe her story.
Oh, I quite understand. how long am I to keep the woman beater in the dungeon?
Forever.
Forever?
In chains and fetters. That's an order. Understand?
Yes, sir, Captain Potiphar. Forever it is. There, Joseph, you woman attacker. Try to escape from these chains and fetters. There you are, Joseph. Half a slice of stale bread and a little water. Fit food for a woman attacker.
Even though falsely accused and suffering hardship and pain, Joseph remained calm and patient, holding fast his faith and trust in God.
Dear God of all creation, I'm in trouble. Through no fault of my own, I am here in the dungeon. Even so, dear God, help me to forget self and think only of others. Help me to be cheerful and cooperative, to forgive those who are bringing these things upon me. And please, forgive Captain and Mrs. Potiphar for what they've done. And remember, too, dear God, my father and brothers back in Canaan. Keep me always faithful to thee. Thank you, O God.
What's going on here, woman beater? Whom are you talking to?
Oh, I was talking to God, sir. Praying.
Do you think any god can hear you and get you out of here? Such nonsense is for fools.
The God of heaven can and does hear me, keeper.
Then why doesn't he get you out of this dungeon?
He will, if he wants me out.
Captain Potiphar wants you in. His word is law around here.
Captain Potiphar is a good man.
Oh, coming from you, that's a laugh.
Captain Potiphar was always very kind to me.
Kind to you? Evidently, you don't realize that he had you put in here, even though he doesn't believe you attacked his wife.
Certainly, I realize it.
You do?
The captain would have had me beheaded on the spot had he really believed I attacked his wife.
You know all that, and yet you say he was kind to you.
I came to Egypt as a slave. Yet after serving him for a time, he treated me as a son.
You're the most unusual prisoner I've ever seen. You never complain. You're always cheerful here in this vile, smelly dungeon. I don't understand it.
Well, I found out, keeper, that as I keep cheerful, my troubles seem to melt away and disappear.
I get it. I get it. You're trying to win my sympathy. It won't work, Joseph. The captain's orders were to keep you right here, locked in chains and fetters, and that's just what I'm going to do. So your winning ways and smiles won't work with me.
Through it all, Joseph continued to pray daily.
I noticed, Joseph, that you still pray a lot to your God.
Yes, sir.
You're still in here.
God will remove me from this dungeon if it is his will.
You'll never get out. The captain's orders were to keep you here forever. And as I said, his word is law. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, Keeper.
I see you're still here. Is your God falling down on the job of getting you out? I see you're still here, Joseph. And your ankles are swollen, too. Maybe I should tighten the fetters up a bit.
Seem to get to sleep myself tonight. Oh, if I could just get some relief from these tight chains and fetters, maybe... What was that? Someone there? Who is it?
It's me, the keeper.
Oh, well, it isn't morning yet, is it, sir?
No, but I thought I'd sort of loosen your chains and fetters a bit.
Oh, I don't want you to get into trouble with Captain Potiphar on my account.
Oh, I won't. I run this prison, not Captain Potiphar. Now, here, let me get those chains.
Oh, you're very kind, sir.
Well, I guess I'm getting soft, huh? Oh, your cheerfulness got under my skin, Joseph. There you are. Now they're not too tight.
But you didn't loosen them, sir. You took them off.
Well, I'm the boss here, and I'll do as I please. Captain Potiphar or no Captain Potiphar.
You're very kind, sir. Thank you, and God bless you.
I'll be back in the morning with a decent meal. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, sir.
Here's your breakfast.
Oh, thank you, Keeper. Oh, surely smells good. Looks good, too.
And how are the ankles this morning?
Well, they feel much better, thanks to you.
Good. You feel like you're chatting for a while?
Well, yes, sir, I surely do.
Well, I want to talk about a new prisoner up in cell 6. I'd like your opinion as to the proper way to get him. Say, Joseph, there's a prisoner in cell 18 that's to be hung. I wonder if you'd see if you can comfort him. By the way, Joseph, I'm going to be gone for several hours. Will you sort of keep an eye on things? Joseph, I want you to take charge of all the prisoners in Hangman's Row. You seem to be able to do more with them than I can. Come on, Joseph. You're leaving this dungeon never again to return.
But the king has pardoned me?
No, Joseph. I'm going to make you my assistant. You will help me in caring for the prisoner's needs. Come on. You'll stay in a room right off the prison office.
What do we have here? Cuts. It's bleeding quite badly, too.
What do you care?
Those wounds need to be washed, dressed.
Yeah, why don't you have the king's personal physician take care of them? Oh, I'm sure he would. He'd be happy to.
This wound is bad. It's got to be tended to immediately.
Oh, yeah, send out an emergency call for the king's... be careful,
easy,
that hurts.
Easy.
What does that mean? Be careful, that's as sore as a boil.
Oh, just a little more. We have it cleaned up. There. Well, now to do it up.
Say, that feels better already.
Yes, it relieved the pressure. It'll start healing now.
What are you, a physician?
May I talk to you for a few minutes?
Huh? Yeah, if you make it short and snappy. I got an appointment with the king's prime minister in 3 minutes.
I hear you're going to try to break out of here.
Yeah? Who's been squealing?
No one. I just happen to know.
Well, what's it to you if I break out or not?
Well, I want to talk you out of it.
Talk me out of breaking out? Oh, not a chance. I'm going to get out of this prison if I have to kill a dozen guards in the process.
You claim to be innocent of any crime, don't you?
Yeah, sure. I was framed.
If you make an attempt to break out, you will be guilty of a crime, and you'll be assumed to be guilty of the original crime. Then you'll never get out of here.
I won't anyway.
Oh, yes, you will. Justice has a way of finally coming to everyone.
In your case?
In my case, in your case, in every case. Justice, whatever it is, reward, punishment, guilt, freedom, whatever it is, will in the final end be meted out to every person. If you make this attempt to break out, you will fail. And you will have lost all chances of ever being pardoned by the king and becoming free.
Yes, I think I see. What are you, Joseph? A miracle man?
Joseph, step forward.
Yes, guard.
The keeper wishes to see you.
Joseph, I have it. I have just the reward for your faithful services as a prisoner. I'm going to make you my assistant. You will have charge of the prisoners, complete charge. Not officially, of course. The king wouldn't permit that. But you will have charge of every prisoner. In time, I might even hint to the king that you are in charge. It may start a new trend in prisons, a self-rule of the prisoners. There may even be... No. No prison except this one has a Joseph to be in charge. Oh, well. Anyway, from this moment on, Joseph, you are in charge of every prisoner in this prison. So be it.